Iraq under Saddam Hussein could be another example of Tom Friedman's first law of petropolitics. Right now, Saddam Hussein is on trial for crimes against humanity. It's a trial on hold until May 15th. But lengthy delays are only one of many interruptions. There have been outbursts of shouting, boycotts by Saddam Hussein and other defendants, threats of hunger strikes, and all manner of disorderly behavior. Commentator Kristen Still teaches about Islamic law and its applications. She says the trial isn't going well on a number of levels.
To an American audience, the trial of Saddam Hussein looks like a legal circus. But to an Iraqi audience, the trial sends a clear and powerful message. It is business as usual in the Iraqi legal system. The Americans have not brought the rule of law to Iraq. This is already seen on the streets, and now the courtroom is another place of chaos, despite the American presence in the country. When he was in power, Saddam Hussein dominated the judiciary, and during his regime, the criminal justice system was just one more tool in his arsenal of repression. Anyone suspected of a political offense could be subjected to summary execution, detention without charge, or torture. Even if the accused saw the inside of a courtroom, there was no opportunity to put on a meaningful defense. The legal system did nothing to protect Iraqis. It facilitated the repression. Today, an Iraqi following the trial of Saddam Hussein could well see the justice system again being used to carry out a predetermined outcome. People are already talking about his execution, as if conviction and the death penalty are foregone conclusions. Saddam Hussein's trial may not be marred by the degree of injustice and brutality that took place under his own regime, but this is not the standard by which it should be measured. For Iraqis, the trial shouldn't be a circus to be observed as a spectacle. It should set the standard for a new justice system and show them what the new Iraq will be like. Unfortunately, an Iraqi watching the trial could easily conclude that a new day of justice for Iraq has not yet arrived.
Kristen Stilt teaches at the University of Washington School of Law.